This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To the world of football and ESPN's Chris Mortensen. It's time for the Mort Report, presented by Hamul Casino with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Always a pleasure. Joined by Chris Mortensen. And again, Chris Mortensen's hit the jackpot because Ben is out. This is like the second or third Mort report we've done with Ben being out, Mort. So welcome back to the program in San Diego. It's good to have you. How are you? How was Thanksgiving?
Oh, Thanksgiving was, for me, a very good Thanksgiving.
Good.
You know, we had a quiet house. I think I forecast this. I was downstairs watching the games. My wife was upstairs alone. Family was spread out. So I actually... had a quiet, interesting, and very enjoyable Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah,
and you guys was too.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It poured rain here in San Diego, but it was fine. We had a bevy of football games to watch, and you know the interesting one for me, Mort, was the of course the Dallas Cowboys. That I look at that roster, and I'm sure you do too. And are we missing something in Dallas that you know they seem to have a lot of talent? They do have a lot of talent, a lot of good football players, and they're a 500 football team. But I guess in that division, that's okay for now, at least. More, do you see them being able to put it together for a late run?
A late run would, to me, you have to interpret what a late run is. I mean, you look at the schedule; they should win their division.
Yes.
Now, if the Eagles get it together, listen, either one of those teams, if they win their division, I can guarantee you. No, I'll promise you that. Whoever their opponent is in round one, whether it be the Cowboys or the Eagles, is not going to enjoy looking to enjoy looking forward to playing either one of those teams, because both of those teams are have very good rosters. But I do want to rewind a little bit and say people just did not want to give the Buffalo Bills credit going into that game. The Buffalo Bills are a really good football team.
They are,
by a stud coach in Sean McDermott. A quarterback who, along with Lamar Jackson, could be the best of that class from 2018, and I think all that class is going to have some success. Still, I'm still not dismissing Josh Rosen eventually having some success, by the way. But what I'm saying about the Buffalo Bills is it's a good football team, and I think people ignored that, one getting better and one that's probably arriving a year too early. But for the Cowboys, let's face it, Jerry Jones has defined this for us. It feels like Super Bowl or bust. Now I could see NFC Championship game and it being a really good game, and then you say, okay, you know what, we are really close, and Jason finished the way I wanted him to finish. Speaking of Jason Garrett, but otherwise, I mean, listen, they were missing Leighton Vander Esch. We forget that on defense they were missing one of their a Pro Bowl player in Leighton Vander Esch because of his neck injury. You think one guy doesn't make a difference? Well, in the run game, it does. That's for sure. And trying to stop a guy like Josh Allen, it sure does.
Yeah, great points as usual, Morton. You know, you mentioned Jason Garrett, and I think, were you surprised by the firing of Ron Rivera this week? By all accounts, I mean, he and Garrett are essentially, I mean, their records are very similar. I know he had the Super Bowl appearance, and I mean, they're staggeringly similar coaches. And to see him out of a job, based on some of the circumstances that happened in Carolina, I think a lot of people were surprised, and they feel like he's a guy that's going to land on his feet quickly. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I do feel the same about Ron. I mean, everybody in this league will tell you high regard they have for Ron. And there's been a lot of emphasis on what a good man he is. Listen, that's I can verify that part. But he's a darn good football coach.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Dave Tepper, the owner there, who spent almost $2.5 billion for the franchise, he gave Ron... You know, a lot of guys who are like Dave Tepper, the owner, or basically would have fired him at the end of last year and said, I want to start clean, with my own, rebuild my front office and coach. So he gave Ron an opportunity to go into this year. I think it was the right decision. But I understand. Here's the thing. I actually understand his decision because he's about to embark on hiring a new vice president of football operations and maybe more areas in the personnel department and coach. So rather than have Ron coach with all these rumors and reports circulating around him, he kind of frees it up and makes everything transparent. And even though he can't hire a coach right now, he can go forward without feeling like he's sneaking behind Ron's back. And so it probably was the right thing to do under those circumstances. With Jason, I just started thinking about this. You know, when Jerry Jones came into the league, his model owner and how he modeled his franchise was after Al Davis of the Oakland Raiders. Yep. And Los Angeles Raiders. And Al Davis had this theory that a coach, no matter how successful he was, should not coach longer than 10 years. This is Jason Garrett's 10th year.
Yep.
I'm actually thinking out loud, like some football savant right now.
Right here, live on the air.
Live
it's our Moore Report.
This
I love
is,
it.
This is stuff my wife has to put up with. but what I'm saying is, I'm telling you, unquestionably, that's who Jerry Jones' role model
yeah.
is. That's why Jerry's so involved in so many things, as Al was. And then Al had a very definitive theory that if you're having success, even if you're at the end of 10 years, it's time. And this is Jason Garrett's 10th year.
Wow, this is my 10th year in radio. I guess it's probably getting close to the end for me, Mark.
No. Totally different.
Well, we have Ben. Ben is out today. The co-host Ben is out. And Ryan Phillips is filling in. He's got one for you, too, Mort.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, Mort? You know, it seems like all year everybody's been so focused on the San Francisco 49ers out in the NFC West. I watched the Seattle Seahawks the other night. I've seen them a couple times this year. Have people overlooked that team? They're 10-2 now and you know, looking really good. And quite frankly, Russell Wilson might be having the best season of his career. Seattle's a legit Super Bowl contender, I think. And you know, we've kind of been paying a lot of attention to the 49ers because they were the new team on the block. What have you seen from the Seahawks this year, and how do you feel about them?
Well, I mean, listen, I think what went unnoticed a year ago, I think it was a year ago, when Pete Carroll totally revamped the team. They were no longer the Legion of Doom, right?
Boom, or, yeah.
Boom, Doom, I'm not sure.
Yeah, same sign.
But because those defensive players were getting up there in age, so what he did was, okay, here's how we're going to help our defense. Here's how we're going to transform this. We're going to be a running physical football team. So in comes Brian Schottenheimer as the offensive coordinator, not getting enough credit. Pete gets the ultimate credit on this, along with his GM, John Schneider. But we are going to go back to kind of like old-fashioned football. We're going to run the ball, and we got a quarterback who's dynamic enough to win games in the fourth quarter. And he's pulled that off successfully without taking a huge step back. And we're seeing that, you know, teams like this, like Baltimore, even though it's a different offensive scheme, but they're running the football, gives your defense a little more time on the sidelines to rest. And, they're very much a threat in the NFC. Maybe there was a little bit of overlooking, but maybe not that much. I mean, you know, you have Russell Wilson, and you saw glimpses of this last year with the offense. And I think because the Rams were so sensational last year, we didn't take much in them losing to the Patriots in the Super Bowl, but maybe we should have. And we just assumed that it would be the Rams division for the next 3 or 4 years, and it's not.
Yeah, no, it's a really good point, Mort. I'm thinking about, obviously, you know, the last couple of weeks of the season, they're going to be big for some teams, not as big for others. These teams that are kind of on the bubble, like the Rams, you know, how do you feel? They were able to put it together a little bit last week against the Cardinals. Do you see them kind of riding the ship and maybe, you know, sneaking their way in and doing any damage in the playoffs?
Yeah, I actually felt that the week before they played the Ravens, that I really thought the Rams, once they were starting getting back some of their key guys, you know, at the receiver position, because Cooper Kupp kind of got disappeared when Brandon Woods and Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks weren't in the lineup. And but you know, I thought it was interesting that Todd Gurley seemed to run with a different physicality this past week against the Arizona Cardinals than we've seen, and that team is capable. But you know, right now they're hanging on by the skin of their teeth. They need to get to a point where they're hanging on by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, Mort, we've kind of, there's been, we talked about it yesterday. There's a lot of sort of crazy
panic. It's panic, like a panic in New England right now. Yeah,
and they're wondering what's wrong with Tom Brady and all that. The Patriots are sitting at 10-2 and looking like they're gonna get a bye in the first round of the playoffs. Do you think there's any reason to be upset, or are Patriots fans just overreacting to
Patriots fans will tend to do from time to time?
Well, no, listen. When you have near perfection on offense, like we have seen from the Patriots, and we tend to forget they have evolved. They tend to evolve over a course of a season. The problem with seeing this evolution this year is there is no Rob Gronkowski, and I don't think Julian Edelman's playing totally healthy. I mean, they won't say anything, but there's no dynamic player, and the run game isn't there yet. But you know what? We always talk about the season, football season, regular season being played in quarters. Well, we actually have a full quarter left out of the four quarters. So let's see how they evolve offensively. It is a concern to Patriot fans, and I think there's a legitimate concern. I think it's a concern to Tom Brady. He's frustrated. That's obvious. I mean, and we would expect him to be frustrated, but, you know, I think that the whole Antonio Brown thing kind of threw him off and them off, and they're not good, Antonio Brown.
That's not happening. Yeah, that's the rumor that keeps kicking around, but I don't see it happening either.
Yeah,
more
do I.
And if something does happen, we know we will have the great Chris Mortensen joining us every Thursday as he does. Thank you so much, Mort, for popping on with us today. Much appreciated. Enjoy the games this weekend.
All right, guys. You too. Take care.
Thanks, Mort.
Yeah, and there's
the Mort Report is presented by Hamul Casino. Winning excitement has a new name, Hamul Casino, San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely entertaining place to play. Just 20 minutes from downtown Highway 94 to Campo Road.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.